all this wonderful plethora of fascinating names, have you noticed any common themes or traits that make these people stand out above the crowd? Are there any common denominators, Christine?
Well, I would say that I think that this is sort of based really on the 10,000 hours, which is something that I kind of twigged beforehand, is that they have enormous persistence.
Mm-hmm.
And consistency of action. And in the consistency of action, they do actually take action. They're people who do things. They don't sit and think and wait for it to happen. They might think about it and plan, but they're very keen on going out and actually making things happen and doing something. They have a can-do attitude, and they all have enormous belief that powers them to be able to achieve what they achieve and to keep going. So they have a strong sense of belief and purpose that they can make a difference. And I think those are the things that really set them apart. I mean, obviously there's a talent in some cases, there's a gift and a talent. But I think the willingness to work and do the work and be persistent and consistent actually often overrides those talented people who sat back and done nothing and are still wondering why fame and glory haven't come to them.
Isn't that interesting?
It is.
I was so delighted to get the chance to be able to talk to you because of your work, have actually seen more people than just about anybody else I know of a wide, huge diversity. And I just thought you might have some interesting little pearl of wisdom for us. And that, although many of us would know that at one level, you've actually been able to see that on a much broader scale than most of us would. So that doesn't surprise me, and yet it sort of does, if that makes any sense. It sounds a very convoluted comment, but that's pretty interesting to me. I've heard, who was it, Brian Tracy, actually, some years ago, I was listening to him at a conference, an Australian National Speakers Association conference, and I remember him saying, and he's a man who's incredibly successful in the world of self-development and business skills and business training, Canadian guy. You probably know Brian Tracy, do you, Christine?
Yes.
Yeah. Living now in San Diego, I think. And he said the first year that he started in this whole world of business knowledge and transfer of knowledge, he was really broke. And the second year, he still absolutely struggled to pay the bills. And the third year, he just about made even. He was just hanging on by the fingertips, if you like, and just almost breaking even. The third year, he just made a little tiny bit of money above the line. The fifth year, finally, he felt as if he had almost got onto the bottom rung and was starting to make some progress. And I looked around the room. There would have been about 200 professional speakers in the room. Some of them were pretty successful businesses, and I could see all these people nodding. This feeling in the room that, oh my gosh, somebody's actually spoken it as it is, that we do have to be absolutely persistent and just keep believing in ourselves and keep digging in. So the fact that you've had that experience with so many of these other people, that's great reinforcement for that.
Yes, it is. I think I think dispelling the belief that it happens overnight, it's very important. It's very important that young people in particular understand that you very rarely, if ever, get things purely through a kind of entitlement. That there's always something going on in the background, that you've got to do the work in order to really deserve and to be long-lasting in a position of influence.
Mm-hmm. And I think, do you think it's that because we're surrounded by so much of this instant world where the media, a regular traditional media, sort of glorifies the bright young things that come in as young kids and they suddenly the pop stars.